那么在第二部分和第三部分当中，我们就用具体的例子来说明这一点了啊。So in the writer's opinion, he doesn't agree to the idea. Everybody can run after the passion for doing things for ourselves. 啊，所以作者的观点，他不同意每个人都追赶这种狂潮，自己动手的狂潮。Some wives tend to believe that their husbands are infinitely resourceful and can fix anything. Okay, recite it. 把这句话要背熟。I want to put it in another way. Some wives live under the illusion that their husbands are infinitely resourceful and can fix anything. 你发现我用到哪一个表达方式去示意了？ Live.Under the illusion that、啊、我们一旦用到 illusion， 那说明这种想法它是错误的、哎、呀，一些妻子们呢，她们却有一种幻想，不切合实际的幻想，那就是自己的丈夫是无比的足智多谋，什么都能修好啊。你发现这里的用到了一个副词 infinitely resourceful， 无限的 无比的无止境的。看这个句子的结构，Some wives tend to believe that. Tend to believe, tend to. 我们要求同学们牢记的第五个动词短语了。It means what? Yeah, 倾向于。有什么倾向？我们在59课的第一句话就是这样来表述的。People tend to amass possessions. 还记得吗？ People tend to amass possessions. 人们有倾向就是收藏日用品，收藏自己的所有品啊。好，你来翻译语句。他呢总是对一些事情很好奇，有这种倾向，好奇 curious， 我们进口头训练。 He tends to what? To be OK， 不定是 to， 记住 She tends to be curious about a lot of things， got it? She tends to be curious about a lot of things。 你一定要辨析开这一个小小短语 tend toTend to do something 有什么的倾向 ？And tend to something， 那么说明这个 to 它就是一个什么了？介词了，直接和名词代词进行搭配。Tend to 它并不表示倾向，而是表示照料伺候。然后我们在吃饭，这时候呢，有一招待在旁边招呼。在旁边照料着我们，伺候着我们，这应该用什么了？ Tend to， OK？ So， well， we were having our dinner， a waiter attended to us， attended， 我用到哪一个词去替换了？ attend， right？ 所以这个 tend to 就相当于我们在前面的几篇课文当中所学过的 attend to， yeah。 那么这位家庭主妇照料婴儿应付这个当时的一切， so the housewife had to attend to the baby, a broken what crockery and so on， 还记得吗？我们在33课 A Day to Remember 那课所学过的一个句型结构，所以完全可以把 attend to 换成 tend to。 但是有一个区别是什么呢？ attend to 它不仅表示照顾照料，还表示应付对付， means deal with， 而 tend to 只表示照顾照料伺候。So, well, we were having our dinner. A waiter tended to us. That 所引导做 believe 的宾语从句了。好，接下来看 ，Even men who can hardly drive a nail in straight are supposed to be born electricians, carpenters, plumbers, and mechanics.作者可以说表述的是非常直截了当。我要求大家把前一部分背熟。Even men who can hardly drive a nail in straight， 即便是什么样的男人呢？ Who 引导定语从句修饰这个 man， 几乎钉子都不能定直的男人 ，are supposed to be born electricians， 都被公认为是什么？生来的电工 ，carpenters 木工 ，plumbers 水暖工。And mechanics 甚至是机修工、OK so we know some wives really live under the delusion、我应该说这些妻子们确实是 一种幻想啊，完全的一种错觉。再次复习了 be supposed to， 还记得吗？一致公认啊。So don't live under such an illusion that your friends or your family and your particularly your husbands are resourceful。 所以不要抱有幻想说你的朋友家人特别是自己的丈夫是那么的能干啊。 Sometimes I should say they will let you down， 那有的时候他会让你们很失望的。 When light fuses，好，更具体例子了。所以这当这灯泡的电阻丝烧掉的时候 ，furniture gets rickety， 家具变得要散架的时候 ，pipes get clogged， 管子被堵住了的时候 ，or vacuum cleaner fail to operate。好，注意平行结构，你发现 fuse 动词，那么我们这个 rickety 是形容词，所以它用到了什么动词 get？ fail to operate， 或者那这是什么呢？吸尘器。不正常运作的时候 ，Some women assume that their husbands will somehow put things right. OK, recite it. 把这句话要背熟。The writer used the word assume instead of suppose. 作者运用到了 assume 而没有用 suppose， 更没有运用 presume， 还记得吗？我曾经具体的很辨析的 assume 和 presume 的差别。Presume 表示猜测。那么主观的判断它毕竟还是有一定的事实可以依据的，而 assume 是主观武断的认为啊。我们是在44课 So you can stretch your leg on a spacious deck assuming the day is fine the sea is calm， 还记得吗？所以你在宽敞的甲板上可以散散步伸伸腿，但是我们要主观的来假设那得是风平浪静。哎，44课内容啊。那么他们这些妻子呢总是主观的认为他们的丈夫无论如何会把这些东西修好。好，这次没有用到 fix， 而用到什么 put things right， 使之一切正常。The worst thing about the do-it-yourself game is that sometimes even men live under the delusion that they can do anything. Okay, that is the worst. Particularly the man. 我觉得这才是最糟糕的事情。为什么呢？好，把这个句子结构要搞清楚。The worst thing is that. 最糟糕的事情是，这是句子的基本结构。About 介词短语修饰 thing， 关于自己动手做这种事情。第一次我们用到了 passion， 第二次用到了什么 craze， 表示热潮热情。那么第三次作者把它称作是一种什么人们所玩的一种游戏，还用到了 game。 That's it. That is a game. Maybe you can get pleasure, maybe you can't. 那么这种 game 你可能会得到乐趣，也可能不会啊。Is that 啊 that 引导表语从句。 Sometimes even men live under the delusion， 或者是 under the illusion， 这里的 delusion 换成 illusion 也可以，但如果用 delusion 语气更加强烈。所以说最糟糕的事情就是男人们也一种什么错觉，可怕的错觉。 that 引导定语从句修饰 delusion 了哈。 they can do anything， 他们就能够做好一切。 even when they have repeatedly been proved wrong， 同时也背书，即便是他们已经被反反复复的验证是错误的。It is a question of pride as much as anything else. 好，最后作者通过这一句话对第二自然段加以总结。 So why do you think men live under the delusion that they can do anything well? 你想想看，为什么男人总是有一种幻错觉说自己什么事情都能干呢？ It is a question of pride. 这就是自己的一种什么虚荣心。Yeah. Everybody has got pride. 每一个人都有一种自尊，有一种虚荣心。In my opinion, I should say I quite agree with the writer. 我完全同意作者的观点。Particularly men in the world have got pride. 特别是我觉得世界上最富于虚荣心的人就是什么？男士。Okay. Do you agree with me, boys? 是否同意我的看法？ No? Okay. of course you have got your different opinion, huh? So you can talk with me, and you even can what? Discuss with me, or you can debate against my opinion. Why? So, for a husband, and he must be responsible for his family. Yeah, he must earn a lot of money, yes, and he can do everything well, right? And you know why? Just because women make them to think so. 男人之所以这样，只是被女人宠坏了。So when I, you know, I want to give you my example. When my daughter wanders to repair her toys, she never asked me to do that. Yes? 我女儿找我们修玩具的时候从来不找我。Why? So in her opinion, that isn't my task to what? Repair her toys. But when her clothes are dirty,And she always tells me, Mom, my jeans are so dirty, and I want to wear it tomorrow morning. Yeah, okay. 所以在这个，那我应该说在这个生活的这个日子里面，他就已经给这个父母亲做了一种什么归位。Okay. So, women make a man to have pride.把这句话要背熟，其实可以单纯直接了当地说 It's a question of pride， 这是一种虚荣心的问题，而作者却用到了 as much as anything else 来修饰了 question of pride， 这是比较书面化的一个用语，一定要注意 as much as anything else， 这个 anything else 可以省略，直接表达为 as much as anything， 它的作用就是用来加强语气，那么相当于什么呢？相当于 very 或者相当于 very much， 那主要是用来强化形容词或强化副词，不仅仅我们所能运用的是 much， 我们应该选择你合适的形容词或副词。所以然后他跑得非常快，你在口语当中应用的表达方式 he runs very fast， right？ 那么今天不妨运用哪一个结构？ he ran as fast as anything else。He runs as fast as anything else. 他对我帮助很大。She helps me very much, right? Very much, 重点词是 much 而不在于 very, right? Okay, so, what? She helps me as much as anything. Or, she helps me as much as anything else. 语气比 very 或 very much 要强烈多，主要是用于书面表达语言啊。所以这就特别是一种那种虚荣心啊。Last spring, my wife suggested that I coin a man to look at our lawnmower. Let's say that the lawnmower, what was wrong? Or I should say something wrong with the lawnmower. 那么这个割草机出了故障，找一个人来看看我们的割草机，把这个表达方式背熟。Coin a man to look at something.It had broken down the previous summer. Yeah, the previous summer 像一个夏天 right? Okay, 前一个夏天呢，那么这割草机坏了，出了故障 break down. And though I promised to repair it. 好，想想看我们刚刚在第二语段当中呢，我们提到了出故障不能正常运作，用到了 fail to operate. 它是为避免重复，这次用了 break down.So in fact, we can say, it had failed to operate the previous summer.